1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites? When your group needs an accommodating room to gather, book your reservations by calling 343-7756. That's Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVUA News Time 827. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. Sailor Middleton with Newman Regional Health joining us here today for the Newsmaker 2 segment.
Sailor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Big doings, Denim and Diamonds, fundraising. You're about ready to tee off, I guess we should say. Huh?
We are, yes. We have our golf tournament coming up this May 3rd, Friday, May 3rd at the Emporia Golf Course. And yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. There'll be lunch provided. There'll be teams of four. We still have an opportunity to become a sponsor for the event or to have a whole sponsor. To sponsor the event, that runs for $500. A team is $300. And then to be a whole sponsor is $50, where we'll put your logo on one of the holes on the golf course. Yeah. A lot of good times. Yeah. And we have registration starting at 8 a.m. and then 9 a.m. is tee off.
Is that going to be a scramble format like traditional fundraising tournaments seem to be?
Yep, that will be the plan. There will also be some little whole games along with playing in the tournament. Okay. So, a lot of fun.
It's always a great day if you're on the golf course.
It is, right? Start. Yes, you know it will that. Be. It will be a lot of fun.
So if people want to get signed up, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to www.newmanrh.org/golf-tournament. And then there's also some on our Facebook and QR codes all over the place. But that going to that website, you can register really simply. And then it actually would register you to the next page where you could make your payment in the same minute.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Friday, May the 3rd. That's just a couple of Fridays away.
Holy cow. It's coming up quick. Yes. Nice. It's good, but we already have four sponsors, and we've got about 10 to 12 teams registered. So.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Denim and Diamonds, the big event coming up Friday, August the 2nd. We'll touch on that in just a couple of moments, but we, of course, wanted to touch on a couple of pre-fundraising Denim and Diamond activities, including the golf tournament and another popular event is your Denim and Diamonds barbecue. When and where?
Yes, our barbecue day is coming up shortly after May 3rd. It's on May 9th, Thursday, May 9th. It'll be 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We did have an increase in our price this year, so it's $10 a box now for lunch. And if we have a minimum of five lunches on one order, we will deliver for free.
Okay.
And you can find that on our same website, newmanrh.org/DDBBQ. And then you could also call me at 620-341-7781, and we can get you registered. There's QR codes posted as well. I've tried to kind of go out to the community and leave them everywhere. So if you see that flyer, that's us. So we've partnered with Tyson. They've donated the meat, and Bobby D's will smoke the meat for us.
Great.
And then we have some other local businesses who are donating water and chips and bread and things like that. So. A lot of great things.
I was going to ask if you're already sold out.
We aren't yet, but every day I'm getting so many orders, and it is just really it doesn't shock me because it just shows how much the community is so involved. But it's some good barbecue. I remember I ordered it last year, and this year I'm kind of running it. But I ordered it last year; it was really good.
And they sell out.
They do. Yes,
they sell out things. So when we say don't delay,
yes,
you mean don't delay.
We did actually we increased our pounds this year. I think we're ordering 275 pounds. Last year was just a little bit over 200. So we have a little bit more meat, but still it'll sell out, we expect. So we're really excited. It will be, I know it might be a little bit different, but we are actually going to have the pickup on the east side of the hospital at entrance F. So that would be the patient visitor tower.
Okay.
Kind of through that drive-thru through area. So we're going to kind of make it a little bit more easy to hopefully grab and go. Then we don't have to fight the weather outside.
That does make some sense. Yep. Yeah. Because the last couple of years, we've either had to deal with windy conditions or just plain hot conditions.
Yep.
So that's going to make things a little more comfortable.
Yep, absolutely. So they'll just drive through. And like I said, if there's a minimum order of five is required, and then we will deliver for free. So,
all right, yeah. So we've got the golf tournament coming up on the 3rd, the barbecue on May the 9th here, and any other fundraising activities before the big event on August 2?
Well, we do have, I just met with Caleb at the Axe Shed. We met last week, so we have actually solidified that we are going to have an axe throwing tournament.
Ooh, okay.
Right? It's a little bit different. So we'll have an axe throwing tournament coming up in July. We've solidified that date as July 13th. So we are in the planning, period of that, but okay. We're really excited for it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was the cornhole tournament
yes.
before
last year.
Prior
yeah.
to
yep.
that. And,
mm-hmm. Yep.
And that was the winner. What did they get a golden ticket?
They did.
Golden ticket's going to come into play
yep.
again this year?
There will be. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. There will still be golden tickets. Yep.
And that all led to a golden ticket for a chance to win something. And what are we going to win this year?
This year it will be a donation or a ring from Carrie's Diamonds.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
Which will be won on the evening of Friday, August the 2nd, right?
Yes, August the 2nd. Yep.
Denim and Diamonds, 15th annual Denim and Diamonds.
It is our 15th annual, yes. And we have some exciting news this year. We're so excited, but we were actually able to secure the band Thompson Square.
Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you going to kiss me or not?
There we go.
Right?
Yeah. How awesome
so
is that?
So exciting, right? I know. And I tell people when we were talking about it, I was like, if you listen to their song, you'll know. Because at first, it was like, you know, you listen to their songs and you'll know. But we're really excited. We're really excited to celebrate our 15th annual, to bring this group in and just to celebrate our community and, you know, provide a wonderful night for everyone involved.
So still Denim and Diamond sponsorship event for the event itself?
Absolutely.
Available?
Absolutely. Yeah. That actually just sent out. I tried to send that out in the mail last week. We've started to actually get some in return. Really exciting. But yeah, there's still an opportunity to sponsor that event as well.
So
yeah.
What about tickets to the event? Are they available yet?
Not yet. Okay. We haven't posted those yet. We're in the works of doing that. We wanted to get this out to our sponsors first so they could pick their tables and do that as well. And then we will open the tickets.
Outstanding. Yeah. Denim and Diamonds. And funds this year will go towards what?
The funds this year will actually provide new technology and infrastructure for the programs that care for our community. We actually have they will go to a couple different things for our hospital. So it'll be instead of just one robot or like we did in the past, it will go to a couple different areas that we need upgrades on and more improvement on. So we will just kind of sprinkle that love everywhere.
And Sailor, one of the things that I've seen here with Denim and Diamonds is, you know, just with the signature event, it provides an opportunity for people to get together, mix, mingle, mm-hmm. learn more about what the hospital does besides, you know, just kind of the general, here's what I need mm-hmm. from the hospital, you know,
absolutely.
Whatever it is. But now that you've expanded the slate of preview activities, it really gives folks a variety of different ways to get involved here and really to get maybe invested in the hospital.
Absolutely. Yep, that was our goal. And especially with these pre-events, you know, it's our second annual golf tournament, so we did it just once last year. We're changing it a little bit, you know, having an axe throwing tournament. But really, we just want to involve the community the best that we can, because really, we would not be able to do what we do or to be able to be as successful, especially, you know, not in just events, but in our work without the support of our community. So changing, you know, making some of those changes, partnering with locals in town, that's our main priority and it always will be.
Outstanding. Can't wait.
Yes, we're really excited, and we all hope to see you all on August 2nd.
August 2.
Yes.
And we'll let you know when tickets are available to purchase. But, yeah, Thompson Square, Webb Hall, Emporia State, Denim and Diamonds. Awesome. Good get right there. That'll be fun. Again, NewmanRH.org. / golf tournament or BBQ. Golf tournament on May 3rd. The barbecue on May the 9th. Sailor, thanks. We appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Always good to talk to you, Sailor
yes.
Middleton. Newman Regional Health, Denim and Diamonds, and our newsmaker brought to you by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. Good morning. It's 836.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Testimony resuming today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The discussion this morning, however, will be on whether Trump has violated a gag order in the case.
During jury selection last week, prosecutors called for Trump to be held in contempt for what they say were multiple violations of the gag order on social media.